This is really scary, so says a conservative friend of mine in an email. He continued, Putin is the new Hitler, and it appears Donald Trump is the new Neville Chamberlain. I'm guessing Trump is not a big fan of studying history since he's probably doomed to repeat it. My friend is neither never Trump nor certainly always Trump, as you could tell from that email. He and I both marvel at Donald Trump's ability to shoot himself in the foot. Many conservatives have been thrilled with what Trump has done domestically in his whirlwind initial weeks in office. But then, presto, the man uncorks and says some wildly stupid things about Ukraine. With his comments about Volodymyr Zelensky, we see yet again how Donald Trump can often be his own worst enemy. And so what of my friend's assessment of Trump as a new Neville Chamberlain because of Trump's comments about Zelensky calling him a dictator? Well, when pressed to defend this accusation, always Trumpers note that Zelensky hasn't stood for election since his country was invaded by Putin 3 years ago. That's correct. However, Ukraine's laws and constitution, and also majority public opinion, permits the leader not to stand for re-election during a time of war and martial law, a very reasonable provision. In fact, get this, folks, the British people had the same policy during World War II. The great Winston Churchill never stood for election until late July 1945, after the Nazis surrendered. Now, before anti-Trump liberals cheer my Churchill analogy, you folks might want to remind yourselves that for a decade or so now, you've been canceling Churchill, maligning him as everything from a colonialist to a racist. Barack Obama ejected the Churchill bus from the Oval Office as soon as Obama got there. The heroic Churchill, however, saved the West. Brits turned to him during their darkest hour when the Nazi beast that Neville Chamberlain appeased was at the gate. As for Donald Trump, it's hard to picture him as another Neville Chamberlain. Consider, Donald Trump understands that he's probably the only international leader in the world that can negotiate between Zelensky and Putin. Who else could? France's Macron? Canada's Justin Trudeau? Britain's new weak prime minister? The Germans only last weekend held an election for their next chancellor. So the mediator position has fallen to Donald Trump, for better or worse. As for Trump's words about Zelensky, well, by now we should have learned not to take Trump's words too literally. His actions mean more. Yes, his latest words about Ukraine and Zelensky were idiotic, outrageous. They've stunned even some of his most sycophantic supporters. Fox's Brian Kilmeade responded by trying to get Trump in an interview to call Vladimir Putin a dictator. Trump wouldn't do it. The conservative New York Post, very friendly to Donald Trump, called out Trump for that, running a picture of Putin under the headline, "This is a dictator." And Trump's staff, well, now they're in the position of defending his stupid statements about Zelensky. At CPAC last week, Trump advisor Rick Grenell was pushed to do just that. Embarrassingly, Grenell didn't contradict his boss's obnoxious words. But that said, Trump is no doubt taking some shots at Zelensky for negotiating reasons, probably to show the Russians that he can be an even broker holding both sides' feet to the fire. Now, that's not to imply that Trump is necessarily crazy like a fox. He bloviates reckless statements all the time. But again, we've learned not to take his words too seriously. It's the actions that count. And honestly, I wouldn't be surprised if Donald Trump negotiated a ceasefire. I'd bet he does better than President Biden did. Thus far, already in his second term, Donald Trump can take pride in getting Mark Fogel released by Putin. Moreover, always be mindful that in Trump's first term, Vladimir Putin kept his hands off of Ukraine. Vlad the Impaler had invaded the Crimea in 2014 during the Obama presidency. He didn't march into Kiev until February 2022 under Joe Biden. In the meantime, however, it's painful to hear embarrassing statements like those from Trump calling Zelensky rather than Putin a dictator. So, what will happen with Donald Trump in Ukraine and Russia? I don't know. But here's hoping and praying that Trump's actions will be far better than his words, and that history will prove Donald Trump a broker of peace rather than the next Neville Chamberlain. For American Radio Journal, I'm Paul Kengor. Thanks for listening.